Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Chloe and joining me is Leo. We're covering some of the latest news and updates across entertainment and television.
That's right, Chloe. We're excited to dive into the stories that have been making headlines recently.
Let's start with some updates on children's programming. Peppa Pig has been airing on Nick Jr., and we have some details on that. According to the latest listings, Peppa Pig airs on Nick Jr. at different times throughout the week.
That's great for parents looking for reliable schedules. What are some of the specific episodes and times we've got listed?
On Tuesday, June 9, it airs at 1:05 a.m. and again at 4:05 a.m. The episodes include Decorating, where Peppa and George have fun choosing how to decorate their new bedrooms.
So it seems like the show is geared towards younger audiences with themes like decorating bedrooms. Are there any other notable episodes mentioned around that time?
Yes, on Monday, June 8, Peppa Pig aired at 7:20 a.m. with an episode titled Big Announcement, where Mummy and Daddy Pig have big news for Peppa and George. There were also other episodes like House Rules and Families on the same day.
It sounds like there's a variety of storylines. House Rules seems particularly interesting, as it involves Peppa visiting Susie and Emily's house and discovering extra rules.
Exactly. It looks like the show covers different social scenarios that children might encounter. Now, let's move on to another popular children's show. We've got information on Paw Patrol airing on Nick Jr. as well. The show seems to be quite popular among young viewers.
That's right. Paw Patrol is known for its adventurous storylines and team of heroic puppies. What are some of the specific airing times and episodes we've got for Paw Patrol?
On Monday, June 8, Paw Patrol aired at 5:31 p.m. on Nick Jr. with an episode from Season 10 titled Pups Save a Windswept Polar Bear Cub, Pups Save a Drive-In.
And are there any other notable airings or episodes around that time?
Yes, on Tuesday, June 9, it aired at 4:30 a.m. with an episode from Season 5 titled Pups Save a Popped Top, where Farmer Al needs help saving his corn crop.
So the show is quite consistent in its scheduling. It's good to know for parents who rely on these shows for their kids' entertainment.
Absolutely. The consistency helps with planning. Now, let's shift our focus to some news from the world of awards. The 79th Tony Awards took place on June 7th at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Grammy winner Pink hosted the ceremony, honoring the best of Broadway's plays and musicals.
The Tony Awards are always a significant event in the theater community. Who were some of the big winners this year?
The reporting indicates that Schmigadoon won the top musical prize of the night. Death of a Salesman took home the most awards overall.
That's interesting. It seems like there was a strong lineup of productions this year. Were there any other notable winners or nominees?
The Lost Boys, a new musical, and Ragtime were also among the top winners, each securing multiple awards. The ceremony celebrated Broadway's biggest stars and productions.
So it was a night that highlighted the best of Broadway. I'm sure the theater community is buzzing about the results.
Let's take a moment to acknowledge some sad news. Talai Riley, a Grammy Award-winning songwriter known for his work with artists like Usher, Nick Jonas, and Dua Lipa, was fatally stabbed in London on June 5.
That's tragic news. Talai Riley was known for his contributions to the music industry, having penned songs for some big names. What are the details surrounding the incident?
According to the reports, Talai Riley was stabbed to death in Silvertown, London, prompting a murder investigation by the police. He was 35 years old.
The music industry must be in shock. Have there been any tributes or reactions from the artists he worked with or other industry figures?
Yes, friends, family, and music industry figures have honored Talai Riley's legacy, acknowledging his talent and impact on the music scene.
It's always sad to lose a talented individual in such a tragic manner. I hope the investigation brings some clarity to the circumstances.
Moving on to some TV listings, Everybody Loves Raymond was airing on various channels last Monday. We have some details on that.
Everybody Loves Raymond is a classic sitcom. What were some of the episodes and airing times we've got listed for it?
On Monday, June 8, it aired on Channel 4 Plus at 8:45 a.m. with an episode titled PT&A from Season 9. There were also other episodes on Comedy Central HD and Channel 4 HD.
So it seems like the show is available across multiple platforms. Were there any particular themes or storylines in the episodes mentioned?
One of the episodes, Allie's F, involved Allie getting a low grade at school, which could be an interesting storyline for family dynamics.
Family dynamics are a big part of the show. It's great that it's still being aired and appreciated by audiences.
As we've covered the main stories for today, it's been a mix of updates on children's programming, significant events in the theater world, and some sad news from the music industry.
That's right. I think we've given our listeners a good overview of what's been happening across these different areas.
Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for joining us, Leo.
Thanks, Chloe. It's been a pleasure discussing these stories with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.